Good morning. This is Sakishvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahir Chisate. Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh said that the northeastern region plays a very integral role in the nation's textile sector, addressing a high-level conclave on strengthening and empowering the textile sector of the northeastern region of India in Guwahati yesterday. The minister said that the government is committed to its development. The conference provided a focused platform for comprehensive deliberations on accelerating the growth of the textile sector in the northeastern states through enhanced policy coordination, investment promotion, skill development, value addition, and improved market access. Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Kaney has called upon student leaders to revisit history, understand their legacy, and reclaim their role as watchdogs of society. Addressing the Platinum Jubilee cum 49th Biennial Conference of the Sumi Apuhimi Kiphimi Kakagulu held yesterday at Pugabuto Town, Mr. Kenya said present-day student leaders continue to command respect and relevance because of the strong legacy inherited from their predecessors. He stressed that student leaders must study history to better understand issues that remain relevant even today.
Your role, you have been relieved of so many other aspects. But your role as the watchdog of our society, your role as the guardian and the custodian of our people still calls for so much responsibility on our student leaders.
Road, Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari yesterday announced that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch a cashless medical treatment scheme for victims of road accidents soon. Mr. Gadkari said this while addressing a press conference after chairing the 43rd meeting of the Transport Ministers of all states and union territories and the Transport Development Council in New Delhi. The minister said that under the scheme, road accident victims will be entitled to cashless treatment of up to 1,50,000 rupees for a minimum of 7 days. Mr. Gadkari said that in case of accidents on any road, the Good Samaritan helping the victim to reach the hospital will be awarded 25,000 rupees. He said that such Good Samaritans will be termed as Ravirs under the scheme. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Today, in this special series, we take a look at Mission Amrit Sarovar, which aims to construct and rejuvenate water bodies across the country.
The Mission Amrit Sarovar, launched in 2022, is a flagship initiative to construct and rejuvenate 75 water bodies in each district across the country. Each Amrit Sarovar is designed to have a bondage area of minimum of 1 acre with a water holding capacity of about 10,000 cubic meters. The progress of Mission Amrit Sarovar was regularly reviewed at the national level through Pragati, bringing together senior officials from central ministries, state governments and district administration on a single digital platform. This has enabled faster decision-making and effective resolution of issues such as land availability, interdepartmental coordinations, and release of funds. Under the scheme, the target was to construct 50,000 Amrit Sarovar by 15th of August 2023. However, due to rapid progress following Pragati intervention, the work gained significant momentum and over 68,800 Amrit Sarovars have been completed so far across the country. The mission has made a significant contribution to addressing water scarcity and has played an important role in enhancing both surface and groundwater availability in various regions. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
And Dimapur Urban Council Chairman Federation has appealed to the Ministry of Home Affairs to take a firm decision and issue clear directions to Assam Rifles Training Center ARTC to vacate the 18.9 acres of land earmarked for the first phase of the Dimapur Airport expansion. The Federation in a statement emphasized that national security considerations and public infrastructure development must be balanced, adding that alternative arrangements for ARTC facilities should be expedited without obstructing airport expansion. The Federation urged ARTC to immediately vacate the land earmarked for the first phase of the Dimapur Airport expansion in the larger public interest. It said, prolonging the matter further only undermines public welfare and delays a nationally important infrastructure project. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.